Welcome to Trusted Voices. Super excited to have two of our colleagues with us this morning, Ravi and Prabha. And I would love it if each of you could just take a moment to introduce yourselves and share a little bit about what you do at Cognizant. Prabha, will you kick us off?
Hi, my name is Prabha Anand, and I have been with Cognizant for about 17 years. I am the Delivery Excellence Leader for CT&I, which is Core Technology and Insights, which encompasses the cloud infrastructure, security, data and intelligence, and Internet of Things. I also lead the delivery process and platforms portfolio and delivery excellence. Nice to be a part of this podcast.
Hey, morning. It's a pleasure to meet you all. I'm Ravi, Ravi Shankar, part of the delivery excellence function based out of Chennai and Cognizant. I report into Alexis, who is the global head of delivery excellence. We are part of the delivery excellence function in Cognizant. Happy to be here.
Well, Prabha, I know you shared how long you've been with Cognizant. Ravi, you've been here for a very long time too. And I wonder, you know, you obviously throughout your time here, you've seen many changes. The company has changed and evolved and grown in lots of different ways over the last, you know, two decades. And you know, at the same time, I'm wondering, you know, a lot of our conversation today is going to be about innovation. And I'm wondering if you could reflect on, you know, how innovation has always been a part of Cognizant's DNA.
You know, we have been having a consistent focus on innovation in Cognizant over the years. We had launched a program called Continuous Improvement and Innovation about a decade ago, which we had done over the years. But early last year, our CEO, Ravi, launched an innovation initiative, rebranded it, so to say, called Blue Bolt. Now, in terms of our stickiness to innovation, our culture in terms of entrepreneurial spirit, the empowerment of our associates, and our client-centric focus lends itself naturally for being innovative. That said, after launching Blue Bolt early last year in 2023, I'm happy to say that there has been a surge in number of ideas that have been contributed by our associates across the globe. It's an all-time record of about 103,000 ideas we clocked last year. And between last year and this year till date, it's about 117,000 ideas have been generated, out of which about 22,000 have been implemented and 8,000 are in flight in terms of conversation with clients and implementation and so on. So it's natural that we do innovation as part of our delivery to our clients. We continue to focus on it. We have lofty goals set for 2024 in terms of the number of ideas to be generated. And we have some real aspirational targets, right, that we are chasing.
And I'm curious, I mean, you know, I think as you speak about it, we've always been a company that has focused on looking for ways to innovate and add value to our clients. And we all know that we're now in the age of AI. AI is changing things more quickly and more dramatically than probably any technology in history. And I'm wondering, Prabha, you know, how is AI specifically really catalyzing more innovation at Cognizant?
Okay. So as all of us know, right, in the past 18 to 24 months, the buzzword has been around generative AI, right, and ChatGPT, right? And to me, to a technology person like me, it has opened doors to, you know, that I never knew existed before. And it has created a myriad of opportunities for all of us, right? So using Blue Bolt as a vehicle, what we have started doing is that internally within Cognizant, we have infused and embedded Gen AI in our corporate processes, in our business processes to yield the required efficiencies and also to improve agility. That's one thing that we have definitely done. And this is also being felt by our associates today because they are able to see the value that Gen AI is bringing in as part of their day-to-day work life. And then for our clients, right, our account teams continue to use generative AI to look at avenues to create use cases to solve customer pain points and add value to the customers. And what we did during the second half of last year is we had launched a focused hackathon on generative AI, right? And how it can be used to solve customer pain points. This yielded about 3,000 plus ideas, and we are now on the path of doing prototypes of the shortlisted ideas, taking them to customers, right? So that's the power of generative AI, right? And as all of us know, our CEO has also invested in Cognizant advanced AI labs across the globe. And we have a set of dedicated researchers who are, you know, working with external stakeholders and also with academia to create path-breaking innovations in the field of generative AI that can be taken to our customers. So that's the power of Gen AI. To round it all, I would like to cite an example of an innovation that we have recently launched that is now in limited beta testing. So that's called the AI Virtual Clinician. So one of our healthcare agencies wanted to launch a virtual healthcare clinician that can diagnose non-emergency medical symptoms and provide a suitable course of action. So Cognizant worked with them. And within a matter of few weeks, I would say 3 to 6 weeks, we ingested about 15,000 pages of peer-reviewed medical literature into the model. And we were able to launch the AI clinician. So that's the power of what Bluebolt and generative AI can do for our clients. And to tell you or narrate some outcomes that this has brought to the table is that it can now diagnose around 900 plus medical scenarios, which are of non-emergency kind, and which can also, and the accuracy has been found to be 98%. And during the beta testing phase, it has handled around 5,000 patient conversations. So that sounds very exciting to me. And I hope that we do more and more such innovations and create the buzz in the industry for our clients.
Thank you for sharing so much detail around that, Prabha. And I think it's important for people to hear the good that AI can do, because I think we know there's fear and confusion and things like that. And, you know, I imagine that's probably even true within our clients, where some may be more sophisticated in terms of their ability and willingness to accept and embrace AI, and some may be a little more, you know, hesitant or anxious. And I wonder, Ravi, how do we bring Bluebolt to our clients? You know, how do we have these conversations? How do we get in there and, you know, talk to them about innovating in a way that makes them excited and not maybe nervous?
Absolutely. I think it's an extremely important aspect of involving clients in our innovation journey. It's important that we bring them to the table right at the beginning of the ideation stage itself, if you will. The way we do this, Pamela, is that we bring clients for the various hackathons we do, ideathons, if they can join us. And this year in 2024, we have launched a concept called Innovation Days, wherein we bring clients for a half day or a 1 day workshop. We showcase some of the ideas generated, and in some cases, the prototypes. In some cases, we ideate jointly with them. And there are some mature clients where, you know, the innovation is so matured with our journey with the clients that we are jointly developing prototypes itself with their employees participating along with our employees, right? So it's a blend of multiple ways of doing it. Now, one of the things that we should also realize is it's not that every idea will be an iPod moment. There will be ideas which are incremental in nature, which have at scale can have a large potential for benefits for clients. And there are adjacencies we look at, because we have a scope of service delivery. We constantly have visibility towards what's happening in clients' business in the IT landscape and business landscape. We can always contribute ideas that can help clients, IT and business, over and above the remit of the service delivery that we're doing today. And the third aspect beyond adjacencies is the transformative ideas, which we call as Big I. Now, the transformative ideas are the one that may not be too many in terms of numbers, but can create some breakthrough, you know, improvements and benefits. Thanks to this year from our CEO, who's the sponsor for Bluebolt, we are looking at the right blend of incremental ideas at scale, bring the adjacencies to the fore, and also driving the Big I's, the transformative ideas, that helps us to drive the grassroots innovation seamlessly across the company. There are other avenues that we use potentially: the quarterly business reviews, the monthly business reviews, the client visits that happen here, and when our client partners and delivery partners meet clients, we talk about the innovation we do, we bring it to them for their approvals and so on and so forth. So I would say, in summary, involving clients is an integral part of our innovation journey and not a standalone.
So Ravi, I'm going to take you back up like to 100,000 foot level. We've done so many of these podcasts and heard so much innovation and wonderful stories coming from our associates and the work that we're doing. I'm curious as to your opinion. You know, India is such a hotbed right now of innovation, and there's such a deep understanding of technology in India and in our, with our associates. And I'm just wondering, what do you think it is about the Indian culture that fosters this innovation and this understanding of technology?
Great question, Monica. So I would say that the Indian students in general have a preponderance for STEM. What I mean by that is that helps them to sort of have a bent of mind towards science, engineering, and technology. They take it to it naturally, right? Added to the fact that India has, as a country, has had phenomenal number of startups over the last few years with a solid backing and support from the government that helps to innovate. The case in point could be, you know, from the pharma sector to the agro to the renewable energy sector to the space mission that we have done recently. Chandrayaan, can you imagine, you know, a country like India could sort of do it in record time with, you know, a fraction of the cost that could cost potentially to launch. So I would say that the ecosystem that we have in the country today, coupled with the abundant talent we have for people to thrive in it, and, you know, helps us to sort of navigate this and then be on the forefront of innovation. Let me also highlight a couple of things about the industry-academia interaction. There are institutes like Indian Institute of Technology, which is a premier institute in the country, that collaborates with various industries in the area of innovation. It has co-innovation, coming out with products and solutions and prototypes and so on. That's been a continuous journey. Case in point, from Cognizant point of view, in Chennai, we have an institute called Chennai Institute of Technology. The students, about 10 to 15 of them, are always there in our company campus, in our retail lab or the products and resources lab, doing experimentation of various kinds, wherein we partner with them about the ideas that we come out with from the industry domain standpoint. We work with them to develop the prototypes, and they take it back, and we take it back to our clients and industry at large. So I would think the industry academia partnership has played a key role in terms of nurturing this as another additional aspect. Last but not the least, I think I talked about the startup ecosystem thriving here and the government backing here, right? I think more and more Indians, as I see over the years, have developed a risk-taking ability in terms of trying out something. If you will, fail fast, but learn fast and then move on, right? So I think all these factors have come together to make India a vibrant force in the field of innovation, and therefore push the frontiers of innovation, and which we had not seen in the past.
I think that's so terrific. Thank you so much for sharing that insight. That is really good. I think that risk-taking part in particular speaks to me, because we tended to be for many, many decades a very conservative culture, you know, that I'm saying that as an engineer who changed the path to start writing. So I totally feel what you're saying, that we're starting to take many, many more risks. So thank you for that.
I wanted to add something which you may not know, Ravi, or maybe you do, but India's population is 50% of the population of India is below the age of 25. And absolutely. I think like 65% is below the age of 35. So I think that's also, there's a youthfulness and vibrancy in your culture that I think lends itself to that adoption. You know, you have so many digital natives and mobile natives. Yeah. As part of your population that, you know, we don't have in the United States and many countries don't have. And I think it's such a, it's fascinating to think about what all those young people are going to do, you know, over the next 10, 20 years.
Just to add on, Monica, I just also wanted to add that, you know, the gap between the industry and the academia, right, has been definitely been reducing over the years, right? So in fact, I was really very happy to see that we have a curriculum on design thinking, innovative techniques as part of college education, high school education, right? So that thought process on innovation, developing new things, et cetera, is inculcated right from when they are studying, right? When they graduate out, they know these concepts, right? So that's something that...
It's a big change. I mean, the whole system is changing, and there's so much support for doing different things with your degrees, and the ways of thinking have changed. This is wonderful. So actually, my next question is for you. So this is a perfect segue is, you know, you talked about that clinician, which is something that's just wonderful. And I can't even imagine how many people it's going to help. So would you like to talk about some other things that are really exciting you that are coming out from Blue Bolt with an AI angle, anything in the prototype phase or even the design idea phase that you're just so super excited about?
Okay, let me speak about something that's very close to my heart, right? What we did as part of Blue Gold, right? Our innovation platform, right? And I think I'm super happy to tell that this was, I think, one of the first examples of large-scale enterprise-grade generative AI that we have launched, right? In Cognizant and maybe even across our competition, right? As Ravi said, right, we always had continuous improvement in innovation. It was called CII and now Blue Bolt, right? So, and we always use the Blue Bolt central platform as that orchestrated the entire innovation process, right? So, over the past decade or so, we have around close to 250,000 ideas sitting on this platform, right? So, how do we harness the power of those ideas and how do we provide that knowledge back to our associates, right? That is a problem that we were grappling with. And that's when we kind of thought about and envisioned the Blue Bolt Innovation Assistant, right? So that really works on our innovation database, our knowledge repository, which is there in the Blue Bolt platform. It synthesizes the information and then it provides just-in-time information to our associates on what are the problems that we have solved and how did we solve those problems, et cetera, right? That is something what the virtual assistant does. And the most important thing that I want to highlight is it does all this in the context that client confidential information and client sensitivities are protected because we as a services company cater to different clients. It provides information at the same time, abstracted information that can be used by our associates at their point of work, specific to their engagement and the domain that they are working. This is something that we launched about a few months back, and it's got a great positive appreciation and appetite from our associates, right? And we continue to upgrade it. This is something that's I would like to highlight. And we did that with our collaboration with Microsoft using ChatGPT 3.5 Turbo on our open Azure AI services. That's something that I wanted to highlight.
It's so wonderful. And I have to tell you, I was one of the first people to go in and fool around with the assistant when it first came out. And it's amazingly powerful. So it's so glad
but
you
then,
brought
that
out.
There's more than the anvil, Monica, as well, right? We're thinking of extending on top of what Prabha said about how do you use GenAI from an idea evaluation and rating perspective?
Nice.
That will be a game changer because with the volume of ideas that we are looking at, the number of associates that are coming through this in terms of contributing to ideas, as I said, we have a goal of 200,000 ideas and aspiration target of 500,000. If that's something that we have to do really, then we need more and more of GenAI infused utilities, if you will.
Yeah, we need something to accelerate and provide good solutions. So thank
Absolutely.
You both so much for your time, for such an insightful conversation. It was such a pleasure and an honor having you both on the podcast. Thank you so much.